see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh, yes it is, ladies and gentlemen. You know that. This is Barry Miller sharing with you Louis's wonderful music of Wonderful, Beautiful World. Be ready, however, for the new now, because there are aspects of our world and of our lives that are going to be better for our world, for our lives, once the worst of this COVID-19 pandemic is behind us. Data is clearly showing that baby boomers and all others of AARP age, Larry, want to have homes for all the regular reasons. But many are persons in this age group, and they're holding off moving, but often for unjustified reasons tied in with COVID-19 and various orders and opinions of orders. Now the market data, though, remains clear, crystal clear. There are so many good homes to buy and good homes to sell right now. Some of our listeners may have that next good home to be put on the market today or next week. And for the future, too, there are good homes there. To make our world better, look into one of these many good homes. It may be your own.
Very good, Barry. Okay. There are good loans also for buyers going on now?
Oh, yeah, Larry, there are good loans. There's such low interest rates now. They're, again, at nearly all-time forever since Ben Franklin. But remember, Ben Franklin, when he was alive on this planet, on this earth ball, he was making loans 3.5%, 4%, 4.5%, 5%. The loan rates today are better than the lowest rates back then, since records have been kept. And by the, oh, it's interesting. Just putting some things in perspective here, Larry, that the future is there. Okay. And by the way, many baby boomers who have not owned a home in their name in the last 3 years qualify for the first-time homebuyer loan programs. It's not first time in your life. It's first time in a certain time period, typically 3 years. Different programs have different requirements. I think there are some now that are as low as 2 years. So there are many choices for homebuyers now that they have the best time, the best interest rates at their disposal. And I don't want to be pie in the sky, Larry, but these loans combined with good homes, with good tech-savvy and hard-working agents make a new home, a different home, your next home, more of a reality than any other time. And that's with COVID-19 out there that we are all conscious of.
Okay, Barry, I understand all of that. Where does a new buyer begin their search?
Now you're getting down. That's where the rubber meets the road. Where do our listeners begin their search? Larry, I started to, as soon as you said that, I started to blurt out, come to one of our boot camps. But of course, such gatherings are not permitted again. For a little while longer, we still don't have boot camps. So truly, I'd recommend a personal, over the internet, or look, just over the telephone, a 1 hour free tech savvy, the telephone being tech savvy, consultation meeting with one of us, meeting with Jim Wancik of RE/MAX Masters, meeting with one of the 100+ agents at RE/MAX Masters. I would say that would be the most beneficial way, but only have such a session for that hour or so with a top savvy, qualified, skilled real estate agent.
Okay. Barry, so how are interactive walkthroughs going to fit into this new dynamics of buying and selling homes?
Larry, in this tech tech-savvy world that we're a part of here with iHeartMedia and with RE/MAX Masters. I think we have Jim Wonsack, the broker of RE/MAX Masters, on with us, and I'm going to ask him to answer that. Are you on, Jim?
Hey, good morning. It's a great show that you're having. What a blessed day that we have with Easter, a new beginning. You know, a wonderful day ahead of us and a new beginnings in real estate. I will tell you the tech-savvy opportunity that we have right on our agent's website with, like, jimwonsack.com. You can schedule a showing just by clicking on filling out some information, tell us the time, and you can do an in-person showing when the government will allow us. But we're also doing live video chats with our clients, and so those are working very well. We have sold homes this weekend virtually, and it is working. The new world is working. We're really excited about that. You know, hey, Larry, you know, there was 2,969 homes coming on the market in the seven-county market that I really look at, and 1,655 under contract. So we're doing business. We're doing business. And I will tell you, hey, it's a little bit less than last week, but great opportunity for people to get in the market and work virtually and safely.
Yeah, that's great, Jim. I'm glad we have this new technology that will help people buy homes. What our job now is to spread the word so that buyers can more comfortably look at homes.
That's exactly right. No matter if it's in this market or every market, you know, RE/MAX Masters Millennium is ready and willing to get the best experience available for the consumer. Is just really an exciting opportunity that we really take seriously and professionally every day. And with the Barry and Larry show and you guys coming over to RE/MAX Masters, it has just been a breath of fresh air, and just really appreciate you guys, what you do for the consumer.
Well, it's a team effort, and we always like being part of a winning team, and we are. I'll say that publicly. Jim, you know I say that privately, and I act that way privately in the RE/MAX Masters Millennium office and with the team there that you've built over the years. And we have another piece of data that gives some strength, added strength to our market. I'll just give Jim just the Denver metro area, not the seven county area, but a 25-mile radius from downtown Denver. We've gone from 2,900 single family detached properties for sale 4 weeks ago to 3,500 available today. And that's with lower interest rates and buyers now. That's all good news for buyers. And then some people say, well, wait a minute. You've gone from 2,900 to 3,500, and yet I just heard Jim Wonsack say there are fewer buyers. You'll hear Barry Miller say there are fewer buyers of single-family detached. 4 weeks ago, about 900 were going under contract per week. Now it's less than 600 per week. But that drop is not much, really, in the scheme of things, because if our market were normally strong, rather than, I don't want to use the word, my wife said, Barry, do not call it the SS word. I'm trying not to say super strong, Larry. That's what I'm, it's not super strong.
No, it isn't.
That would be misleading. But it is not weak. And really, a normal strong market, we would have 6,000, 7,000, or 8,000 detached homes on the market today, April 11th, 2020. And we have, what do we have? 3,500. So we are still quite a vibrant, that's the word that she said I could use, so I'm using it, quite a vibrant market. But Jim, earlier in the show, we said, you smart buyers and sellers better have a hardworking, leading edge realtor on your side. And Larry said that I must say there are some hardworking leading realtors, and we deduced maybe 1,000 out of 25,000 statewide.
Well, you know, there's a lot of great professionals out there, but at RE/MAX Masters, the full service that we have with RELO and property management and attorney service, transaction coordinators, Home and Do is our flagship technology, handyman service, mortgage services, title, great it's agents, great support. It's really pretty cool that we can supply this in times of toughness, and with the interest rates now really coming back to that 3.1%, what a phenomenal opportunity, because a week ago they were 4.5, Barry.
Yeah, I know. And I mean, we had, I talked to some of our lenders in preparation for the show, and they had some VA FHA with, you know, higher credit scores, admittedly, 2.95% fixed for 30 years. They had some of them close on Wednesday and Thursday, and by Friday, it was just at about 3.25. But Larry has a question for you, Jim. He wants you to share something you haven't shared yet.
How about sharing how people can contact you, Jim?
Well, I can be reached at 303-887-1600 or my office at 303-771-9400. Go to jimwanzak.com, schedule a showing on any property in Colorado, and we'll get you in that property when the time is right. But we can also do it virtually, a virtual chat. Really excited about the opportunity to be in the real estate business. And thank you very much for what you guys do.
You know, you're very welcome, and listeners, stay tuned, because this is the Barry and Larry Show. Jim, we say thank you for sharing your Easter Saturday with us and the good information for our good listeners. Thanks so much, and continue to have a good weekend.
Will do. Thanks so much. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. This is Barry Miller saying that we're going to take our last break. We're going to come back with some of that all-important market data. And oh, hey, Larry, by the way, before we take a break, did I tell you, Larry, that I changed my Facebook name?
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah. I changed my Facebook name to, quote, No One. N-O-O-N-E. No One. You know why?
Why?
When I get some of those stupid Facebook posts, I click like, and it then says, No One Likes This. All right, that's my little joke for today. Thank you. This is Barry Miller with the Barry and Larry Show saying we're taking our final break, and then we're going to come back with some joke-free data. Larry, I do. I have lots of data to share. Barry Miller here, along with your consumer guy, Larry Stanley. Happy to be with you on this Passover Easter Saturday, and it is April 11th, 2020. Hope you're having a great weekend and getting some good tips on the marketplace. I want to give you some of this proof of data. I want to thank RE Colorado for making this data available, and also Pikes Peak RSC MLS. The data is the single most reliable anywhere, because it comes from the realtors and licensed agent data that requires that data be turned in within 3 business days of an event occurring. The event is a new listing, a house going under contract, typically called pending, or under contract. They're pretty synonymous nowadays. But I'd like you to hear this. Days of inventory. For just 4 weeks ago, Denver had 3 weeks of inventory housing. Larry, tell our listeners what inventory housing or inventory on hand means.
Inventory means houses that are for sale. That's a term used by real estate agents to tell you the number of houses on the market.
Now, when I say 4 weeks ago, we had 3 weeks of inventory on hand, what does that mean?
That means that if no other houses came on the market, all the houses on the market would be sold in 3 weeks.
At the rate that buyers were buying them then.
That's correct.
Larry, that was a month ago, 3 weeks inventory. It is now 6 weeks inventory in Denver. But that still is way under a normal strong market, which would have about 15 weeks of inventory.
Yep. So, I wish I could sell
a house now under these conditions.
Oh, it's really something. But the Colorado Springs, Larry, our Springs market, is even stronger. A month ago, it had 2 weeks of inventory, and now it has 3.5 weeks of inventory. Talk about one of the strongest markets in the United States. That, without exception, is Colorado Springs. So, days of inventory? Okay, we're at 43 in Denver, and then we're at the 3.5 weeks in Colorado Springs, 25 days. These are marvelous marketplaces and data. Median homes, median priced homes, they're staying the same, about $360,000, and holding its own to creeping up in Colorado Springs, and $480,000 and creeping up in Denver. But also, detached homes is what we report on. But condominiums and townhomes called attached, with an A, attached housing, they're going up at a better clip than the houses. So that's why I don't report that, because I don't want it to sound artificially good. We have a strong market, a vibrant market. We have most price ranges. Larry, as you know, you and I break it down by $50,000 price ranges, and approximately half of the price ranges in Denver had the same pace of buyers now for a number of weeks, half of them, and they're scattered. It's not the lower half, it's not the middle part, and it's not the upper half pricing. It's scattered throughout the price range. For example, $350,000 to $400,000 homes, more buyers are buying now than they were a month ago at a faster pace. Same is true with $700,000 to $800,000. Same is true at the $600,000 category. So we have strong buyers throughout our inventory. And that's what makes Colorado Springs and Denver so balanced and vibrant. Larry, they're the two words that I want to end the show with today as far as data reporting: balanced and vibrant. We are Larry Stanley, your consumer guy, Barry Miller, your consumer advocate, saying that we'll be back next week. Have a great Easter and Passover weekend. Barry Miller saying bye-bye for now. Brother's got his neck to keep, he can't hang around.